The following program has been furnished and paid for by Auto Pros Radio Show, and KSCB is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered. Rolling up the doors, the garage is open, and here we go. The Auto Pros Radio Show. And now, here's Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros.
All right, good morning, Houston, and welcome to Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Robert with Auto Tectronics, here with Mr. Jody Chesser, back in the house.
Sir, glad to be here.
Gary, with that music down a little bit there. Here we go. Can't even hear myself.
He's jamming.
He's jamming.
It's good music.
He's jamming out.
Yeah.
And sitting next to him there is Miss Lynn Beckwith.
Good morning, everybody.
Got a full house today.
We do.
That's a nice day out, too.
It is.
Really
it's nice. Last night was really nice. Man, it was just a little bit of breeze, and it wasn't hot, and it wasn't cold, you know. I was tired. Man, a cold just don't want to go away. Every week we get one.
I know. It just won't. Know? But it's nice in the afternoon and evening.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this mid-70s, though, as opposed to the mid-80s that we were seeing.
Right. So. And producing our show today is Mr. Gary Knott, GBK.
Speak up. I can't hear you. That's why you had the loud music.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. All right. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558. KSEV, we are here to answer your car questions. Talk cars all day long, or at least for 2 hours.
At least for 2 hours.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we talk about it after the show and during work.
That's right.
Well, and give us a call if you're on your way somewhere to settle in and see the eclipse on Monday. Because you may have to go further north than Texas to see it. I understand we're going to be under cloud cover.
Oh.
Yeah, cloud cover. And I hear the traffic's horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
or will be.
People
anyway.
Out heading to the hill country and so forth.
I'm over it. I don't need to see the eclipse.
it's going to last like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
it gets dark every night.
No, yeah, just, right. There's the eclipse tonight. Okay. All right. We'll take a minute and thank our sponsors. Out in the Katy area, we've got Gary's Transmission Service. Gary is your transmission man. When it comes to transmission problems, he can tell you if it's a transmission problem or if it's an engine problem. He is the man to see. You can see him out there. Give him a call out there in Katy, 281-347-8888.
That's right. And in Humble, we have Beckwith's Car Care. Yep. That's Lynn's shop out there. Been out in the Humble Atascocita area over 35 years. You folks do a great job out there.
I have amazing people underneath that roof. Yeah. They are going to take great care of you and your vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Customer service driven and offer concierge service. So if you can't bring your vehicle in, they'll go pick it up and get everything checked out, call you with what's needed, and they'll bring it back to your home for you.
Well, and you know, my staff hates it when I say this on the air, but we will give you a shuttle ride anywhere you need to go.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
No limit, huh?
I'm gonna call one.
Take me back to San Antonio, right?
Right. I'm waiting for the customer that wants to go to Hawaii so I can take
Hey, that would be fun.
That's it, right?
Yeah, but if you need help out of the number, give Beckwith's Car Care a call, 281-540-2000. They will take great care of you. And then, of course, in the Katy area, that's Auto Tectronics, Mr. Robert Gruner's shop, celebrating over 40 years in business now.
Woohoo.
Yes, sir. Got me a new office manager out there.
Yeah.
Office manager / service advisor, Candy Parker. Mm-hmm. She's cracking the whip, man.
Well, good.
Keeping you in line.
That's right.
That's got to be a tough job.
Yeah, it is. And she does a really good job at it. She's been really good.
That's right.
A welcomed addition for sure.
Awesome.
But that helps Robert get out there in the shop and really be involved with all the car repairs. And he likes to diagnose the vehicles and chase those electrical problems and so forth. So if you need help in the Katy area, give Candy a call at Auto Tectronics and set an appointment at 281-391-7617. They're on East 5th Street and Katy proper.
Awesome. And in the Stafford area, the place to go is David's Auto Central. Decades of helping the folks in Stafford drive safe and dependable vehicles, whether they need oil changes or more complex diagnostics. David's Auto Central is the place to go. Say hello to Richard when you get there. Tell him we said hi. And their number is 281-499-9684. And in spring, Green and White Auto, Kent and Joel have been out there forever. You know, that's the beauty of the Auto Pros shops, is you're getting experience, you're getting shops that we've personally vetted. We typically know the owners. We know they're going to treat you the way we would want you to be treated. So out in the Spring area, Green and White Auto at 281-353-7682. And, of course, our title sponsor.
That's right, BG Products.
The number one name in preventative maintenance.
Absolutely. We've used them for decades, keeping customers, again, safe and dependable for miles and miles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they offer the lifetime protection, so you can't beat that. You know, they stand behind their products because they work.
Well, if you're out shopping for a vehicle, a used vehicle this weekend, find one with less than either 50,000 or 75,000 miles so you qualify for the BG Lifetime Protection Plan. You can buy that used vehicle, have it baselined, and have all of that complimentary protection just for using their good products.
Yeah, it'll give you a peace of mind, you know, that at least you got some kind of coverage there when you buy a car like that.
Absolutely.
That's and, of course, you know, we speak of Green and White Automotive, but let's not forget Green and White Auto right next door. They have pre-owned automobiles for sale that they've personally checked out and did some repairs on or whatnot to get it in good shape. And you can go out there and check those vehicles out and trust that you're buying a good pre-owned vehicle from Green and White Auto.
And check their website, but I think they're open on Sundays for auto sales.
Do
are they? Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
So are you guys ready to go to work?
Let's do it.
We're going to go out to Tomball. John, welcome to Auto Pros Radio.
Mr. Brenner, I'm the guy with the crippled Motorcraft carburetor, but you got better.
Yes, sir.
You can adjust the jets all the way in, bring it out two turns. I brought it out 2.5, and 3 is too many, so stick with the 2.5.
Yeah, what I normally do is I bring it out, you know, until it starts to kind of stumble, then you go back in until it starts to kind of stumble, and then you end up right in the middle, you know, where you should be. That's about where that about what you, you that about what you did?
Yeah, I got to turn it off to do it because she's going to stumble on a little bit, and you know what I mean.
Right.
I got to lay on top of the motor anyway to do it. Man, I'm grabbing this and grabbing that and cutting my arms up. it sure helped, Mr. Brenner, and I really appreciate your advice.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Hey, thanks for calling us back, John.
Pardon me?
Thanks for calling us back. We appreciate the update.
You guys are the only one that's
John, you still there? Nope. I guess he hung
up. Kind of cutting out on us.
So we've got some open lines, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV.
What's going on in the warranty world this week?
We've been really busy.
Wow. You know, what's the number one thing this week?
The number one thing. You know, we see a lot of issues with the radio display screens. We've talked about that before, but it's really something that it's across the board, all different makes and models. You know, your touchscreen freezes up, and, you know, they call it ghost touch. You know, things just don't work. And it's either the display screen or it's the control module. Many times there's updated reflashes that can help with that.
Mm-hmm. What's the average repair cost when you do have a screen that needs to be replaced?
You know, that's probably somewhere in, with parts and labor and everything, you're probably looking $1,200, $1,500.
I figured it was a big one,
Some can be more expensive, just depending on what it is. You know, and you save some money if you're able to get a remanufactured display, but even some of them, they can't get the remanufactured anymore.
So when you say it freezes, it just doesn't work by touch? It
doesn't respond to touch, yeah.
But it changes when you change other things, like if you change, like with the buttons and stuff.
Yeah, if you say you have a separate AC control.
If you have analog,
you know, you can do that, but where you can, you know, do the functions to the display, it just won't work.
Yeah, because I have a Ford Taurus that came in, and when you would hit the forward interface control module, the actual buttons down below, mechanical, things would change up there, but no touch.
Oh, yeah.
Like the touchscreen quit working, So, mine gets incredibly hot, and it's not just the sun shining in the dash. It, like, gets physically too hot to touch.
Serious?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
In the van?
In the van.
Wow.
In the big van.
Probably the sunshine coming through that big windshield.
I thought that too, but it seems hotter than the sun would be making it, but I could be wrong.
Because I don't think mine gets warm at all.
No?
No.
I mean, neither one of mine does.
You mean when you reach up there and just touch it, you can feel it?
Yes. Especially if you touch the, you know, the case. It's really, really hot.
Really?
Question of the day. Does your display screen get hot? Give us a call. 281-558-5738. That's right.
Man, we'll find out if Lynn's got a broken screen or not.
Yeah, well, it's still working, so we'll leave well enough alone. But I may be writing an extended warranty soon because I'm coming up to the end of manufacturer's warranty. And, you know, so many of these screens, fortunately, I still have a couple analog controls, but the brand new transits don't. Everything goes through that screen.
Man, I like analog. My truck, you know, of course, has knobs and stuff you can turn. And that's so much easier to do when you're driving.
Yeah, I think
it's trying to hit. I'll try and hit something on the screen, and of course, you know, I'm hitting little bumps, and I hit the wrong thing. And you
well, it has to be a safety issue.
Oh, yeah,
to have to find the right screen, then touch the right place. So.
Well, that's why a lot of them, you know, once you start rolling, there's certain things that will not let you do.
Yeah, but I'd like to at least see analog for radio and air conditioning.
Yeah, knob like volume control and temperature control and AC fan speed.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
But. Yeah, most of them have, you know, it's all separate, unless you have a Tesla or something like that.
Yeah.
The new Transit is pretty much all screen.
It's kind of going to that. That's
a
what
beautiful
everybody
likes. Screen.
They want to operate it just like you do your phone.
Right.
You know, and have that touch. But, yeah, that's why we talk about extended warranties or service contracts, as I call them. You know, it's really important to have, because I see so much, you know, claims that come through as a claims adjuster. And the amount of money, you know, that it costs to take care of, you know, vehicle repairs. Robert and I were talking before the show, and he had a 2018 Cadillac XT5.
Yeah, I believe so.
And needed a thermostat and four shocks, you know. And a thermostat, it's 3.5 hours in labor, just in labor.
That's right.
You know, plus the parts, thermostat and coolant. But then the shocks, you know, they're probably $1,200 or so a piece.
Now, will a service contract cover? Will some of them cover something like air shocks or?
Yeah.
I know standard shocks typically not. That's a wear item, but
well, it depends on the type of coverage. You know, that's why it's always important to know what type of coverage that you have, because I know some service contracts consider shocks and struts a wear item. We don't, you know, in our contracts, but it's only going to cover shocks under the exclusionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the top of the line. Ultra or the premier level contracts.
Yeah,
it covers those.
This one didn't have the MagnaRide. It just had the FE5 suspension. And I think the MagnaRide's like FE F85 or something.
Yeah, the MagnaRide's
like
where you really get in, like your Suburbans, your Tahoes.
So we
ride.
Replaced two of those on a front of a Suburban, I think, this week. And, you know, I've seen them leak before, but I've never seen them where it, like, leaks out all the magnetic fluid, and it's literally like a big blob of anti-seize.
Yeah.
Wow.
Packed around it. I've never seen it that bad before.
Yeah, and they just lock up.
It's hey, like let me ask you, have you ever had anybody complain about the back in the exhaust pipe right before the muffler, there's like a heat riser valve? It's spring-loaded.
What does it do?
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I mean, I call it a heat riser because it's like a flap in the exhaust.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming when it's first cold, it's shut, trying to make the engine heat up faster.
Oh, give it a little bit more back pressure.
And, well, anyway, it gets worn, and then it just rattles like crazy when it's cold. And it's not serviced separately. I mean, it's part of the pipe.
Yeah, and some of the $1,000
for that pipe.
Some of the sportier model vehicles, like your Dodge Challengers and so forth, they actually have flaps in the exhaust.
Well, yeah,
it kind of changes the tone.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, my Cadillac had that.
Yeah.
And it had two, and it had like an actuator back there, just like you see on an air conditioner.
Uh-huh.
You know. So,
one more thing to service. One more thing to go bad.
But it made it sound good.
Yeah. You know?
Well, we have some open lines. Give us a call 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We have to take a short break. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. We'll be right back.
Saddle my pony yet. Have mercy, Miss Percy. I done put the coon tune on this bed. That's right.
Hey, this is Robert. Thank you for tuning in to Auto Pros Radio. If you need us during the week, email us at info@autoprosradio.com. You can listen to all of our episodes by going to autoprosradio.com, and you can find a list of our approved shops located all around Houston and surrounding areas. And don't forget to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday from 10 to noon on KSEV.
Auto Tektronics, the number one automotive repair shop in the Katy area. It is recommended by the Auto Pros Radio Show. Robert Gruner has been in business for over 38 years, providing automotive repair and maintenance on all makes and models. The goal at Auto Tektronics is to repair your vehicle right the very first time. They provide great customer service and a peace of mind that your vehicle is safe and ready for the road. Auto Tektronics has all of the factory scan tool equipment to diagnose your vehicle and provides a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Located at 5330 East 5th Street in Katy, give them a call, 281-391-7617, and schedule an appointment today. That's 281-391-7617. Auto Tektronics in Katy.
Beckwith's Car Care, the best automotive maintenance and repair shop in Humble, Texas. Lynn Beckwith and her staff are passionate about taking care of your vehicle. When you choose Beckwith's Car Care, you get an entire team of automotive professionals whose goal is to be the best in the industry, who are committed to earning your trust and dedicated to providing you impeccable service. Automotive repair and preventive maintenance service is their specialty. All repairs are backed with a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free shuttle service, pickup and delivery available for your convenience. Beckwith's will get you back on the road in a safe and timely manner. Give them a call today, 281-540-2000. Beckwith's Car Care.
BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance. Carbon buildup in your engine will reduce your fuel economy, cause engine hesitation, rough idle, and excessive oil consumption. BG Products has you covered for all your fluid maintenance services and fuel system cleaning needs. They are so confident in the quality of their product, they back it up with a lifetime protection plan. All of our Auto Pros preferred service centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG service center near you. That's BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance.
Whether you're rolling in a daily driver or a DeLorean, David's Auto Central in Stafford can take care of all of your vehicle needs. From preventive maintenance to advanced diagnostic services, you can count on David and his staff to take care of both you and your vehicles. With decades of experience and a commitment to quality, David's Auto Central can handle all of your mechanical repairs, maintenance, fleet, and even customization needs. Learn more at davidsautocentral.com or visit David and his amazing staff at 2526 5th Street in Stafford, 281-499-9684. That's 281-499-9684, David's Auto Central.
Hi, this is Jody. If you missed part of the show, no worries. Go to autoprosradio.com. If you need some repairs or general maintenance performed to keep your vehicle safely on the road, click on the preferred automotive shops and find a repair shop in your area recommended by Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros. Have a car question during the week? Send us an email at info@autoprosradio.com. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Welcome back to Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Robert with Auto Tektronics here with Mr. Jody Chesser and Lynn Beckwith.
Howdy, y'all.
Glad to be here.
Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KCV. Let's run out and talk to Greg in Atlanta. Greg, you're up.
Good morning. I have a Class C RV, about 21 foot. It's small, that does not run. It's down on the Gulf Coast, northwest coast of Florida. I need to move it about 400 miles. And I had heard about, like, their websites where you can post your freight need. And you know, folks like Hot Shots, you know, that have the gooseneck trailer on the flatbed, you know, is what I was thinking I could get this through. Do y'all know of what I'm talking about? Is there a website where you can post your freight and the need and people bid on it?
Yeah, there's a whole there's a whole bunch of them, Greg. There's one that's called U-Ship, the letter U, not Y-O-U, just uship.com.
Uh-huh.
There's a shipyourcarnow.com.
Yeah, there's several transport companies out there, and that's really the best way to do it, because you're gonna come out cheaper using a transport company from Florida to wherever you're going versus just a wrecker truck or something like that.
Yeah, and there's one called freightquote.com, and most of those you just go on and, you know, post about where you are and where it's going and what it is, and you'll get three or four different people that respond and say, I can do it for X dollars. And your phone will ring way more than you want it to. And, you know, the danger there is all the follow-up you're going to get, but you will find somebody.
Yeah, okay. And that second one was shipyourcar.com.
Uh-huh. Right. If you just do transportation quotes on Google, there'll be half a dozen of them that come up.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome, Greg. Good luck.
And always read the reviews on there.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Yep. And most of them went cash when they arrive with the vehicle. But but I'd also be a little worried about them not arriving with the vehicle.
All right.
If you don't find somebody with
good
reviews.
Yeah, you want a good reputable company for sure.
All right, give us a call, 281-558-5738. Let's go out and talk to Bill in Fulcher. Bill, you're up.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Appreciate your show. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm that guy with that Ford Ranger 2003 V6 3-liter, 382,000 miles on it now. Just keeps running. I've been getting a code. Well, I got a code three times, P0706. It's, I guess it's the sensor and the transmission, shift sensor number 6 in the transmission.
Yeah.
I took the vehicle in, had him do the transmission service, and I had him drop the pan on the transmission, replace the filter. The mechanic told me he didn't see any metal shavings. The fluid was old, but it didn't smell burnt. Now, it's come back twice since then in about 6 weeks. Should I worry about it? Should I have somebody go in the transmission and replace the sensor? Or should I just keep driving?
Well, that was a PO706?
Yeah, it's...
Yes.
Transmission range sensor.
So it's kind of like, we call it a Prindle switch or a neutral safety switch.
Well, it says sensor, the shift sensor 6.
Yeah, but it says it's a transmission range sensor is what that code is for.
Okay.
And I think that's on the outside of the transmission on that one, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, according to YouTube, it's inside. It's in a... It looks like a module that sits on the transmission on the inside, and there's a bunch of shift sensors, and they said replace number 6. Well, that was YouTube's idea.
Yeah, now the range sensor itself is external where your linkage hooks up to the side of the transmission driver's side. Behind that linkage, there's a black switch.
Okay.
Okay, it's got a big connector on it. It's going to have two bolts. And that's the Prindle switch, or park reverse neutral drive switch. So it serves two purposes. It serves as one is a neutral safety switch, and then it's the range sensor, so it tells the computer, I'm in reverse, I'm in neutral, I'm in drive, et cetera. And those are kind of notorious for going out. That's what that code represents, the 706.
Okay.
And so likely that's going to be the issue, and it's really pretty easy to change. You can take the one nut off of the linkage, and then you have the two bolts that bolt the Prindle switch on there. Okay, and it's slotted. There's a slot on the shaft, and there's a slot inside the switch itself. And you slide that on there, and then just kind of center the bolts, okay, because it's kind of adjustable. So just kind of put the bolts, you know, where they're kind of right in the middle, and tighten it down. And you'll know it works correctly if it only starts in park and only starts in neutral, and your backup lamps work, then you know it's adjusted properly.
Okay. Well, I'll go back and I can look at that. I've got ramps. I can get under there and take a look at it.
Yeah, just and use a Motorcraft part.
Okay. All right. Okay. We like your show. We appreciate it. The good information you give out. Thanks again.
Thanks
for listening.
You're welcome. Give us a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV.
So we're just a couple weeks away from the Longhorn Rod Run.
Yeah, out in spring. Big car show that's
big
coming
car
up.
Show, that's right.
And we are going to do a live remote out there on April the 27th.
I think we're going to.
At 10 o'clock.
And I think we're going to have a giveaway or so.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
at least one.
Auto Pros merch we'll be giving away out there.
Right.
Right.
Merch.
And it's free admission. You know, it's going to be going on out there April 27th in Old Town Spring.
Yeah, from 10 a.m. to 4.
From 10 to 4. There's going to be a lot of great cars. Vance has called in on the show and talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and they invited us out on April 27th, so we're looking forward to that. And you'll have a great car show. We hope it's going to be good weather. And then, of course, you have Old Town Spring right there.
Right.
Yeah, it's a fun place to go and wander, and there's interesting places. Yeah, and to eat lunch. And,
yeah, and come out and look at the car. I'm sure they're going to have foods and drinks and all kinds of good things.
Historically, it's been one of the nicer, larger shows in our area.
The show's it's been really around. It's just been kind of gone for a while, and Vance is bringing it back. Mm-hmm. And they're also going to do another one in September the 22nd, and we'll be back out there for that one as well.
And I think we're going to be doing some judging at the Longhorn Rod Run. So what address or Venmo account should we start giving as bribes?
Send your donations, too.
Yeah, we did get invited to be judges. You know, for the car show, so that'll be fun. We can go out there and give our Auto Pros pick.
Yep.
It'll
be
winter.
Fun.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to seeing you all out there. Come say hi.
Yeah, it's always fun to get out, and we put the wheels on the show and get out there and in the crowd and see everybody and get to see a lot of great vehicles.
Yeah.
And it's not just all classic, you know, restored vehicles and things like that. It's welcome to all different types of vehicles. Of course, you're going to have your older vehicles, your 57 Chevys and, you know, some of your older Corvettes and things like that. But, you know, even a lot of newer vehicles, Dodge Challengers and newer Corvettes and things like that, they're all welcome, too.
Yeah, those ones, the Demons and all those are fast becoming classics because they ain't making them no more.
That's right. Yeah. And if you're looking for a really good car show, the Mecham Auctions in town.
This
weekend. It's going on at Reliance Center.
Today the last day?
Yes.
Today is
the last
day.
Thursday. Today is the big day to go down there and see all the heavy hitters come across.
Exactly.
And
take your wallet.
It's televised, too, but it's fun. If you've never been to a Mecham Auction, it's a lot of fun to go down there and see how it works, because what you see on TV is just a really big experience when you get to see it live.
Well, and if you can't make it down, though, and you're in the market, you can indeed bid online and, you know, take a look at the photos.
Get in trouble.
Yeah, and get in major trouble. Yeah, you sure can.
All right, let's go out and talk to Mike and Tomball. Mike, you're on Auto Pros Radio.
Good morning. I appreciate what you do. You help a lot. Helped me a lot in the past, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mike.
So I've got a 2010 Jeep Liberty. I took it in to have the oil change, my normal place. It's not a mechanic's place. I won't say the name, but for just oil change, I always go there. And the guy told me, he says, you've got a rear main seal leak. And he said it's pretty bad, and he said, y'all should try to get it fixed. And I said, you know how much trouble it is to fix a rear main seal on this Jeep? That's a major repair, not just something small. So I don't know if I believe him or not, so I crawled up under, I set the car, took it and let it set, and I see no leaks on the concrete for the oil. So I'm perplexed. How can I tell if I've really got a rear main seal leak or not?
Does that have the 3.7 V6 in it?
It does. Yes, it does. Yes.
Isn't it usually the oil cooler that leaks and runs out the back on those?
Yeah, in a lot of cases they are. Now, when you get underneath there, do you actually, I know you don't see oil dripping, but do you see oil around the back of the engine and the front of the bell housing of the transmission?
Yeah, there's some there. It's not a lot, but there is some oil. There is a small leak, I will assume, coming from somewhere. Yes, I do. Yeah, around the oil pan, you know, there's some leaks, but it's hard to tell if it's from when they were changing it, you know, and then did the whole filter. I guess I need to get in there and spray it and clean it off.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do is get in there, because that has the external oil filter on it, so it doesn't have the cartridge like the newer ones where they have a oil filter housing built into an oil cooler. They were really famous for leaking.
Yeah.
But on that one, the best thing that you can do on that one is get a can or two of brake cleaner.
Yeah.
And because brake cleaner, it's a good degreaser, and it dries itself. And clean it up real good, and then you can just kind of monitor it. But any time that you have an oil leak underneath the vehicle, you always want to start at the top of the engine and look inside the engine valley, look at the valve covers, anything up top that could be be going down, and it looks like a rear main seal.
Gotcha.
And a lot of people have trouble distinguishing between a seep and a leak. You know, there's a lot of older vehicles out there that are going to have a little bit of a seep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I said it does not. When I let it set on the concrete, there's absolutely no drips. I make sure of that. You know, I cleaned it off. I cleaned, drove it and cleaned off the drive and put some cardboard down there where I could, if it a colored paper type thing where if it leaked, I could see it. And it's just not leaking. You know, I know there's stuff you can pour. I don't know about those additives. Some of those additives I don't trust. I know there's one like Lucas. I trust them pretty much because I use them. But if I do have a rear main seal leak, it's a major repair, and I don't want to get into that. It's this older truck. It's got 146,000 miles on it. Yeah. I don't think it's worth repairing a rear main seal leak if I have one.
No, because your transmission would have to come out. And so if you ever did have to do a transmission repair or replacement, at that time I would definitely recommend doing a rear main while you have it out. But but if you're not getting anything dripping on the ground, I would just clean it up and then just keep an eye on it, Mike.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to, I like to ask the experts. I don't trust those people oil change places sometimes. You know, they do all right for oil change, but I don't trust them when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Well, and like Lynn said, earlier, cars will seep some oil, over time. So it sometimes after, so many miles and so forth, it looks worse than what it really is.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I'll do, like I said, I'll get some brake cleaner and spray up under there and clean it off and just keep an eye on, and then start looking, like I said, at the top of the engine, look at the valve covers and stuff like that. Valve covers, if that's what it is, that's no big deal.
Yeah, because they can run out the back. You could even get a little inspection mirror if you needed to, and just look for signs of oil leak, and then, if you're not sure, if you see some staining or wetness around the valve covers or anything, just use that brake clean and clean it up and then monitor it.
Okay, all right. Thank you much. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Do y'all find yourself using dye in oil ever to help trace out a leak?
I do sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of times you can tell where it's coming from, but there are times when you have to use it when it's I know, like if I have something coming from behind a timing belt cover or something like that, I'll usually put some in just so when I do take it, then you can kind of shine it and see where it was running from.
Yeah, was it running from the top?
Yeah.
Maybe a cam seal, or is it down at the crank? Of course, if you get into timing belts and so forth, anytime you change a timing belt, it's always recommended that you change the cam and crank seals. And then, of course, the water pump. In many cases, you need to do that because once you take the timing belt off, because the water pumps are ran by the timing belt.
Well, and you're in there that deep. It's a lot of labor to go back in again. Yeah.
Plus, you don't want to put a new timing belt in a vehicle and end up having a water pump leak and then soaking the belt with the coolant.
And you're starting all over again.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, Ford's bathing their belts in oil now. Those old 1 liters.
All some drive belts.
That's right.
Yeah. It is April. I'm waiting to see. They are coming out with a kind of a recall on that 1 liter oil pump drive belt.
Yeah.
But it's kind of pending right now until the manufacturer decides exactly what they're going to do and have the parts
for it. How they're going to fix it.
But they're going to go in there and change the tensioners and the belt and so forth because, those oil pump drive belts, I see them go 65,000 miles. And when that oil pump drive belt shreds or breaks, it's a catastrophic engine failure because you lose oil pressure right away and it just, all you get is a lot of pieces in the bottom of the pan.
So it makes it until just after your warranty.
Just out of your powertrain warranty. Yeah.
You think about that, a rubber belt bathed in oil. I mean, I understand you can get certain kinds of rubber that hold up to it, but it just
not holding up well.
Doesn't sound right to me.
Historically, rubber doesn't hold up well to oil.
Yeah, let's put this rubber belt in this bath of oil. Supposedly I hear that they, like on some 18-wheeler engines and stuff, there's wet belts like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is. And, those things go hundreds of thousands of miles. So what did they use that Ford couldn't? Didn't they consult them and go, hey, what's working for y'all?
Must be all of the power of the 1 liter engine.
Right.
Well, and I'm guessing the belts in a CVT transmission have fluid around them.
Yeah, but they're metal belts.
Yeah, they're a steel belt.
Yeah, it's like a metal belt in there. So, anyway, we're going to back out here and take a short break. We got some open lines. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSCB. We'll see you on the side here.
Is your transmission slipping, jerking, or making funny noises? Well, let me recommend the great folks at Gary's Transmission Service. Whether you have a classic car or a late model vehicle, Gary's will diagnose your problem and let you know if it's a transmission problem or something else that makes it feel like a transmission problem. The experts at Gary's Transmissions are trained in today's most complex transmissions for both foreign and domestic. All transmission rebuilds come with a local 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty, including annual preventive maintenance service at no charge during the warranty period. Quality transmission repairs done right. 281-347-8888. Gary's Transmission Service.
You don't have to look too far to find an honest, skilled, and friendly auto service center in your area. It's really simple. Just visit AutoProsRadio.com. All of the AutoPros Radio's preferred service centers boast decades of experience and are dedicated to hiring, training, and keeping the most skilled automotive professionals in the industry and have a reputation for outstanding customer service. No matter where you are, go to AutoProsRadio.com to find a great automotive shop near you. Or check us out on Facebook at AutoPros Radio.
Thank you for joining us this weekend on the Auto Pros Radio Show. Online, you can find us everywhere on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio. All of our shows, in case you missed one, and links to Auto Pros approved repair shops all over town, you can find it at AutoProsRadio.com. Shops you can trust are just a click away. You can always email us, info at AutoProsRadio.com, and be sure to tell your friends to tune in Saturday mornings, 10 to noon.
Green and White Automotive, located at 1020 Spring Cypress Road, just east of I-45 North. They've been servicing the Spring and surrounding areas for over 40 years. Green and White Automotive is a family-owned business delivering honest and professional automotive repair and maintenance services. The technicians at Green and White are ASC certified and can handle any automotive repair on foreign and domestic vehicles. They understand your vehicle is a major investment and will care for each customer's vehicle as if it was their own. To schedule an appointment today, call 281-353-7682. That's Green and White Automotive.
Today's vehicles are a huge investment, and they need special care. BG Products and Services will keep your vehicle performing like new. A lack of maintenance on your vehicle can cost you thousands of dollars in repair bills and unscheduled downtime. Don't let this happen to you. BG has you covered for all of your fluid maintenance and fuel system cleaning needs. Plus, you will receive a complimentary lifetime protection plan on qualified vehicles. All of the AutoPros Preferred Service Centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at AutoProsRadio.com or go to BGFindAShop.com to find a local BG service center near you. That's BGFindAShop.com. BG Products, the number one name in preventive maintenance.
Phone lines are open now. Call 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Welcome back to the Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Jody Chester, your diesel dynamo and warranty wizard, along with Mr. Robert Gruner with Auto Tektronics, and that cool car lady, Miss Lynn Beckwith.
Taking a slow ride.
That's right. We're here to help you out with your car questions, car problems. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. We'll get you into Mr. Gary Knight. And let's go out to Tomball and welcome Clifford to the Auto Pros Radio Show. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
I just wanted to know if I got a battery tester, regular one. You put it on there. Got a resistor inside of it, and it heats up. Blah blah blah. Mm. If you put it on a motorcycle battery, is it going to do the same thing, or is it too big for the motorcycle battery? Should you get a different kind?
It's probably a little too big, I would think.
You're still dealing with 12 volts.
Yeah, but if it's only a 100-something amp battery and you're putting a regular load on it, like for a car battery,
right?
Then I think that'd be a little too much.
If you're putting a charger on, I'm sure you got some different settings, so you could put it like on a 2-amp charge.
Oh, correct. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you could put it on the slow charge.
Is it lithium or?
Yeah, but you're talking about a charger, or are you talking about a battery tester?
Talking about my motorcycle battery. I'm not quite sure if it's okay or not, because sometimes we try to start the bike, it's like it's got a whole lot of compression and it doesn't want to turn.
Right. But you were asking if your tester is too big for the battery, right?
Correct. Yes, I am.
Yeah, and if it has it, so it's the one. Is it one of those chrome looking ones?
Yes.
That has a grid inside there. You can see.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think those put like a 100 amp load on them or something like that. And I mean, I would think that'd be a little too big for a motorcycle battery. But if you got one of those, that's an inductance tester where it measures the resistance of the battery. That would work.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Well, when I put the tester on, it goes to like after I fully charge the battery, it goes to 11 volts and it holds it there for about 10 seconds. So I was just wondering, because like I say, the bike wants to really have a hard time struggling to start. And I don't want to buy another $150 battery if I don't need to.
So if you put a voltmeter on the battery and then you're trying to crank the bike, what does the voltage drop to while you're trying to crank?
I have not done that.
Well, if you do that and it's only dropping 11 or so, then the battery's probably good.
Strong.
Yeah, battery's good.
All right. Well, then I'll try that then. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, if not, then it sounds like you may need to check compression. You know, and find out if something's going on there on the crank.
That or, you get a starter, it cranks hard on those, just like on a car sometime when they go bad. Get the 70 amps, how many amps it's pulling.
We probably should ask what kind of bike it is and how big it is. You know, a lot of the little bikes that I ride, the batteries just don't seem to last. You know, they have such small stators that they're not getting as much charge as you wish they would. I keep them on trickle charges and they still, you know, if I start it twice and don't get on it and ride it for a while and really get it charged back up. So if he has any kind of a starting issue that's just slowing down that starting process, he could drain that battery before, you know, it would still have something, but it wouldn't have enough oomph. And some of these stupid starters are even at 90-degree angles. I mean, there's some really funky, weird designs on bikes and how they start these days.
Oh, yeah.
So ride it every day.
That's the solution. Ride it. And the best motorcycle battery brand I have found lately is a Shirai.
Yeah.
Shirai.
Yeah, it's got a lot more cold crank amps than some of the traditional ones that I've used.
Where's that one made at?
Oh, gosh knows. Oh. I have no idea.
Somewhere in Shirai.
It's Shirai.
Somewhere in Shirai. All right.
The mythical town of Shirai.
Right. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Clear Lake. Rick, you're on AutoPros Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
My 18-year-old shopping around for a car, and he likes the Subaru WRX model. Looking, you know, one that's about 5 years old. I just want to see if you have an opinion, good or bad, on those. Manual transmission.
WRX is a fun little car.
Yeah, and my warning would be make sure they didn't run the tar out of it, because it is a run the tar out of it kind of car.
You want to buy the one from the 50-year-old guy that bought it and thought he wanted one and then decided now he's getting a regular car.
Yeah, not from the 20 to 40-year-old guy that has had it, you know, revved out pretty hard.
Yeah.
You know, relatively it's a good engine, it's a good car. But it is the type of vehicle that a lot of folks will do modifications to it, meaning they'll put aftermarket intercoolers, turbochargers, pop-off valves, you know, just a lot of different modifications that they could do to the vehicle.
And the other thing you got to watch is some of those had, like, carbon-type brakes on the front, the pads and stuff. And I know my former brother-in-law had one, and called me up and said, hey, I took it to the dealer and said it was $2,500 for a brake job.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no way. Let me check it out. Call him back. Yeah, it's $2,500.
Well, and a clutch job on that car can be really expensive, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you get the one that's got the like if it's that, I forget what it was. It's a WRX, and I think there's some other little letter on it that makes it a real hot version. And the brakes can be very expensive to replace.
Why are carbon brakes more expensive? I don't, anyway.
What's that? I couldn't understand.
Why are carbon brakes more expensive than
turbo? Parts are expensive.
Yeah.
Parts are really expensive.
Yeah, the pads and the rotors.
Yeah, because it chews the rotors up. That's a real hard pad, and because you got to do rotors and pads every time.
Well, and the faster you drive, the harder you stop. That's so right. It tears them
up. Are you guys looking at a dealer?
Or in. Well, yeah, we've been looking on Carfax.com. I like looking at that. Also Cars.com.
How many miles, Rick?
And less than 100,000, like 78. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like I say, I would look a lot at the previous owner. Was it an older person? Was it a younger person?
Yeah.
Well, if I'm getting it from a dealer, I'm not
going to
know.
Yeah, like if you're buying from CarMax, they probably offer a good extended warranty for it, and that would be something that I would recommend that you look into, but... You just want to make sure if you do buy a service contract on it, you know, if there's any modifications on that vehicle, is that gonna hinder coverage? That would be one thing to look at.
Right.
Yeah. Just to be clear, I was looking at the website Carfax.
Carfax, huh?
The vehicle history.
Right.
And they have those listed over there. I think cars.com. Mm-hmm. Another car, and I don't like either one of these, but I do like Subaru. In general.
How do we like Subarus in general? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to have a Subaru a long time ago. Oh. Two of them, and they were fine.
Yeah, but, they're good cars.
They're good cars, yeah.
Yeah. He's also looking at an Audi A3, an Audi something. His aunt's going to be paying for it. So I'm not paying the bill, but the maintenance, you know, I'm going to have to, I might have to help with the maintenance, and that's what I'm worried about.
Take the Subaru over the Audi.
Take the Subaru over the Audi, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what those circles mean? That's the circles of death.
So my wife, she's like, oh, I like Gabby. And I'm like, yeah, she makes bad buying decisions. But I can only argue with it so much.
Yeah, the Audi can be very expensive for repairs.
They are pretty cars, and I like the design, but I would not own one.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
So on the Subaru, you can't use ceramic pads?
Not if you have that specific model. You just have to see. It's the real... I can't remember the designation on it, but I just know it was very expensive to do the pads and stuff. And there was no option. I mean, if you looked everywhere, you couldn't find the pads except the dealer.
Okay. And do all-wheel drive cars wear the brakes out more quickly?
Any faster. I mean, that's all how a person drives type thing.
It's probably the STI model.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking at, too, the STI.
Yeah, I was just looking it up to see if I could find it here.
That's the one with the carbon brake.
Yes, STI. That is correct. 2018 Subaru WRX STI. That's the one that was in the. Apparently, they don't make it anymore. I don't think.
Okay.
And because I know he was always saying every time he took it to the dealer, the guy in the service drive wanted to buy it from him.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you for taking time.
All right.
Stay away from that Audi.
Right.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, it looks like on that one, front pads are $557 for a set on the front.
Cost.
And the rears are $500.
Oh, I know. It was
well over $1,000 right there.
Yeah, it was crazy, man.
And plus the rotors and so forth get expensive quick.
Yeah, because the rotors were all chewed down, had a big lip on them. I mean, it was,
Well, and what we missed, Rick, too, is if this is for a new driver, they do not need the speed of a WRX.
Not only that insurance is going to be through the roof on a WRX.
So 1,000 in pads, front rotor. One front rotor is $493, almost $500, and one rear is $377. So do the math. $2,500 adds up pretty quick that.
Well, in a car like a WRX, I mean, I could get in trouble in a WRX.
Right.
Never mind if I were a 20-year-old new driver.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the insurance is going to be incredibly expensive on it.
Yeah.
So let's run out and talk to Tom in League City. Tom, you're up.
Well, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling with an update on, I don't know if y'all remember, I called you about my oil leak on my 03 Beetle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I thought it was a turbo seal or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I wasn't dripping oil. And I had a friend follow me one day, and when I would get on it hard, it would blow smoke.
Right.
And I started investigating, and went to the University of U, and the 1.8T motor has a oil pickup tube that has a screen on the pickup tube, and the crosshatch on that screen is about a 16th of an inch. Well, these motors, the base of the oil pickup, dipstick tube tends to crack, and that plastic falls down into the oil and gets sucked up, and the screen stops it. Well, at about 200 to 240,000 miles, there's so much blockage there that the motor is starving for oil. So I've had to order a new pickup tube off the Amazon at $21.
Yeah. Orange?
And,
It's orange?
No, color? That's the dipstick tube is orange.
Oh, right.
This is a pickup tube down in the oil sump.
Right. Yeah, I'm talking about with the part that falls apart and clogs it up.
Yeah. And there's also on the top of the oil pan, I've never seen this before, they call it a baffle, and it's black plastic.
Right. It's like it's kind of like a windage tray.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, a window?
It's kind of like a windage tray.
It
keeps the crank from splashing in the oil and stuff.
Well, I thought that was, you know, standard procedure that the crank hits the oil and splashes it around and distributes oil. I've always seen that.
No, because if it hits the oil too much, like if you overfill an engine and it gets up into the crank, it whips a lot of air into it.
Frost.
Yeah, and then you have a bunch of air in the oiling system, and suddenly your oil pressure light's on and all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Well, anyways, this oil pickup in the sump gets clogged with this black plastic, and that tray, if the motor runs very hot, I don't know what the temperature needs to be, but it will start to melt, and it drips like candle wax, and then that firms up when the motor cools down, and that gets sucked into this screen as well. So get the $20 oil sump tube. I'm going to have that changed out and clean the pan while I'm in there. Put new gaskets on, and there's also a turbo return line that goes back to the oil sump as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyways, I'm hoping once this is done, I don't have an internal issue anymore. But what would y'all think about when I'm accelerating hard, it blows gray smoke? That wouldn't be a starvation problem. That would be
I would think it's still something either ring related or coming out of the turbo, one or the other.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I figured the update today seems to be the update show, so I need to call in with my update.
Right.
Well, get it all fixed up and see how it works, and give us a call, let us know.
Yeah, and then I'm probably going to sell it.
Okay, but there you go.
One last question. What's wrong with them Astros?
They're coming around.
Okay.
But it's early.
To it.
Next time.
To it.
Go Astros.
All right, we got to take a break here. Up against the top of the hour. Listen for the second hour. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700 KSEV. We'll be right back.
Hour one, but stick around because hour two, it's coming up. Our phone number, 281-558-5738. So hang on for more of the Auto Pros Radio Show. Here on KSEV, the voice of Texas.